I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist. This morning, we are grateful and thankful for His grace upon our lives to see another brand new week. And as we walk through this new week, it is my prayer that God will order our steps, that God will lead us. And not leading ourselves, especially today is a Memorial Day. And as we think about those who have left us, I pray that God will comfort us. I pray that the Spirit of God will fill our hearts, our soul, in our spirit. This week we want to talk about truthfulness. Truthfulness. Truthfulness is what we want to speak on for this week, for our devotional meditation. And so I have two passages of scripture this morning that I want to read to us. The first one is found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22. And it reads, "Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight." Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. I want to encourage us to be truthful to ourselves, to our friends, to our loved ones. You see, there's no way we can lie to God, because God knoweth all things. It is easy for us to lie to each other. It is easier for us to pretend. But you see, one thing I've learned about a lying lips is that you have to always remember what you said previously. And sometimes it can be a challenge. You can get caught in your own lies. So why not just say the truth from the beginning? Proverbs tells us lying lips are abomination to the Lord. And people lie today to get away. People lie today to make themselves look good. People lie today in so many ways. They lied about the struggles they're dealing with. They lied about the things they have done wrong so that they can slip away. But eventually you're going to get, or your lies is going to catch up with you. So why not just say the truth now? So in as much as lying lips are abomination to the Lord, the Bible also say, they that deal truly are His delight. So let us be honest. Let us be truthful. In every aspect of our lives, if something hurt you, say it. If someone robbed you the wrong way, say it. Don't pretend. A second passage of scripture also comes from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 25. It said, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. A true witness, a real witness, deliver souls. God has called us to be His witness. He said, when the power comes upon you, you shall be my witness. You are now His witness. You are now His testimony. So this testimony must be true, so that it can deliver souls. We can't be playing the world politics. We have to be honest and truthful. And our truthfulness has to be with love. It has to be done in love. This morning, I want to encourage us to walk in truthfulness. I want to encourage you to live in truthfulness. Talk the truthfulness. Don't just say it, but live it also. Because when you do so, it's going to deliver souls. But a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Don't be a deceitful witness. A witness that pretend. A witness that act as though they are what they're really not. So this morning, please be truthful. Truthful to yourself. Truthful to your family, co-workers, relatives, loved ones, and also be truthful. Be truthful. Be a truthful Christian, not a Christian that pretend. May the Lord God bless you today. May the Lord God keep you today. May the Lord God make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you.